Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and again, we continue with the Acts of the Apostles, this time chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So an angel appears to Philip. God's giving them plenty of help to get started. Remember, they're scattered now. They're being persecuted in Jerusalem. They're being scattered, and God is allowing all of that to bear fruit. Even while they're scattered, they're reaching people that they ordinarily would not have reached. So now an angel says to Philip, "Get up, head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and he set out. Now, there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. So here's a pretty important person from the point of view of the law and those who reigned over and those who served their particular land. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. So there is a certain way that he is a spiritual, I suppose you could say, a spiritual man. And he's obviously very, very respected because he's in charge of the entire treasury. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go, join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And this man says, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" So look at this. Here's Philip who has the answer. And God ordains it that the two of them meet while they're on the road. And the administrator, this eunuch, is open. He's sincerely asking questions. How sincere are you in asking questions? How much do you read and say, "I don't understand this. What does this mean?" Or does your pride keep you back from asking questions? People think I'm dumb. People think I should know. Here's this eunuch, and he's speaking to a stranger, Philip, and he says to him, "What can you tell me? About whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" So those words, of course, fulfill what Jesus did for us. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. As a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. That's exactly what happened to Jesus, the prophetic word. And isn't it interesting that the eunuch should be reading that particular passage? Isn't it interesting that Philip should come along, the one who could give him the answer? God puts many things together, but he will never violate us in the sense that he will never force us. He gives us opportunities to cooperate. Do we? Do we? You don't have to be a scripture scholar to be able to help somebody see the truth. So the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" So Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, There is water. What is to prevent my being baptized? So this eunuch is really eager. He's been seriously seeking, seriously searching. He's in his chariot on business matters, and he's reading the scripture. He's seeking. And God loves that, and God answers that. And so the eunuch says, look, there's water. What is to prevent my being baptized? And then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. Philip just disappears from there. And the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. How many people have gone on their way rejoicing after speaking to you? Don't you know that God wants to use you? Don't you know that he wants what you know of Christ, how Christ has helped you, how Christ has led you in the right directions? Don't you think other people need to know that? They need to know your story because it opens up their hearts. The eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. So Philip doesn't sit back and say, oh, good, got one. That's enough for today. He doesn't do that. He keeps right on going. He keeps right on reaching out. And brothers and sisters, once you've experienced how your words, simple though they may seem to you, can be life-giving to someone else, someone who's walked in darkness, this is a time to ask the Holy Spirit given you in baptism, his gifts in a particular way given to you in confirmation. Ask God, let those gifts come alive in me. Fan into a flame. Fan into a flame the gift that was given me in my baptism and the gifts given to me in confirmation. Those are real, brothers and sisters. Those aren't ceremonies. But God never forces anything on us. He offers. He always offers. We always have free will. Ask God. Bless our God, you peoples, loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls. He has not let our feet slip. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Can you pray that psalm? Have you experienced the kindness of God? Have you had prayers answered? Seek him more fully. Seek him daily. Seek him many times a day. Because he wants to come to you. But he's not just there as a dispenser of gifts. He wants a personal relationship with him. And that means you need time to spend with him. And if you absolutely, because of crisis in your family or whatever the situation may be, if you can't give him all the time you want to, then just keep turning to him in your heart and saying, Jesus, help me. Jesus, show me the way. He will hear you. If it's sincerely prayed, he will hear you. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. That's what God wants to do for you so that you can make that prayer your own. And the gospel is the gospel of John chapter 6, verses 44 to 51. Jesus said to the crowds, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. Brothers and sisters, the Eucharist, available to you every day. It's up to you to get there. But available to you almost every day. I know some of you in certain sections of the world, certain sections of the country, don't have access to it every day. But you can make a spiritual communion every day. You can say, Lord, I long to receive you today. I long to receive you. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Though I can't receive you physically, I can receive you spiritually. Come, Holy Spirit, dwell in my heart. Jesus, come make your home in me. You can pray that kind of a prayer every day, and God will hear it, and God will answer it. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Brothers and sisters, if somebody told you at this store today, free is something that will give you life, give you new life, give you new happiness, that store would be utterly bombarded. And yet Jesus, who not only will give you goodness of life here, but will give you life for all eternity, who makes a promise that no one on the face of the earth can make. And he makes it to you every day, and he is available to you every day. I know circumstances are such that we can't get there, but we can at least make a spiritual communion, and if at all possible, make the sacrifice to get there. If your parish church or a nearby church has a noon mass or has a morning mass, go. Go as often as you can. And don't get discouraged saying, oh, well, you know, I can't. It's not available to me. Then come to him as I just described with a spiritual communion. Don't you think that God looks for a sincere heart? Don't you think that God will answer you and draw you closer and closer to himself? All it takes from us is a desire to follow him, a desire to be fed and nourished by him so that in turn we can reach out to others. That's what God wants to do. How seriously do you seek prayer to be ready to greet him? How much conscious preparation do you make in order to receive the Eucharist worthily? Those are serious questions. And if you feel like my life isn't on the right path and this isn't going right and that isn't going right, perhaps you're not feeding on him with real faith. Perhaps you're not making sacrifices to receive him often. Brothers and sisters, please take stock of yourself, because God has so much of himself to give you. But he will, as I've always said, he will never violate our free will. You can choose to be indifferent. You can choose to make other things more important. But this is what is truly most important, that will lead not only to a good life here, but for all eternity. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.